This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day two of the three-day UK trip for President Trump, and following a state dinner with Queen Elizabeth last night at Buckingham Palace, the president is now meeting with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May, along with American and British executives discussing a potential post-Brexit trade deal, the president expressing optimism about the outcome.
I think we'll have a very, very substantial trade deal. It'll be a very fair deal, and I think that this is something that your folks want to do, my folks want to do. And
Planned Parenthood of Missouri is in court today to try to keep the state's last abortion clinic open. Planned Parenthood asking the court for a preliminary injunction that would allow the last clinic to stay open while a lawsuit plays out. The CDC says America has nearly 1,000 measles cases now, and this is USA Radio News.
Oh, my God. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Boostar medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
Historic flooding along the Mississippi River continues, especially in northeast Missouri. And the governor there, Mike Parson, says something is different these days as these types of floods are happening more and more than they did in the past.
It's been one of the wettest springs we've had here. Lots of things factor. But I still believe that the states need to have a seat at the table to be able to discuss the management of both the rivers, the Mississippi and Missouri, that comes through our states.
Parson yesterday touring the damage in several cities. His office says 28 levee breaches have been reported statewide, and the Mississippi River has crested to the second highest level in history in Hannibal and the third highest level on record in Canton. Meanwhile, a massive disaster aid bill is headed to President Trump's desk after a week of delays. The roughly $19 billion measure covering states impacted by hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. The Senate passed the bill before the week-long Memorial Day recess, but House members had already departed. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More than 40 new cases of measles have been reported, and that brings this year's total of the cases of measles in America to 981, now the worst outbreak since 1992. The CDC is working with affected state health departments in an effort to control these outbreaks, but the CDC is also urging people to get vaccinated. They say that before the measles vaccine, up to 4 million people would get measles every year, and that led to 48,000 hospitalizations and about 500 deaths every year. California Governor Gavin Newsom is denying parole for convicted Manson family murderer Leslie Van Houten. The state's parole board recommending parole for Van Houten, but Newsom overruled it. He commended the 69-year-old for her efforts at rehabilitation, but expressed concern that she could still be a danger if released. She was a 19-year-old follower of Charles Manson when she took part in the murder of Lino and Rosemary LaBianca in Los Angeles. This is the third time a parole board has recommended her release. And a screening of the gay marriage episode of children's TV show Arthur is happening after all in Alabama. First United Methodist Church Buckingham will show the episode where a teacher marries another man on June 15th. The screening being partially sponsored by the South LGBTQ Film Festival. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know we're getting a lot of resistance, but look at sooner or later. I mean, even Elizabeth Warren, it was kind of charming, made the comment that, you know, some people are hopeful it will be the Republicans that come around. And meanwhile, it's the Republicans looking at the Democrats going, oy vey. Will there ever be a time? But meanwhile, some of us are still having fun. I mean, you know, we not only can look at what's happening in the political world and step back a little bit. You know, if you find yourself fussing a little bit, getting a little too angry, look, you're taking it way too serious. You got to look at it in a way like the way they look at it. It's just a game that they play. And speaking of games, did you happen to catch Jeopardy? People have been glued to what's going on there. James Holzhauer's performance on Monday's show, you know, sadly, you know, it came to an end. But I got to tell you, it was amazing because as you're watching him through all these victories, I mean, what incredible confidence. You go, is this guy, you know, is there a chink in the armor? I think the other night, I think the first time I saw him make a mistake where he gave the wrong answer, but I'm sure he did along the way from time to time, but he was on such a great roll. But Emma Beecher, I guess is her name. Forgive me if I'm blowing it, Emma. Chicago librarian, you know, was the one. They both got the correct response on the final Jeopardy. It was surprising. He was a bit conservative with his bet, but not Emma. She went for the long ball and she hit it out of the park and was able to win out over James, and you know, it was a great run, and the audience really appreciated his success, and you know, he'll have a chance, as Alex Trebek says, he'll have a chance to break the record, you know, come you know, their when they have the reunion of the Champion Series coming back. But of course, he is number two right now. And James, you know, James will be looking forward to, you know, coming back and seeing if he can do something and if he can unseat the perennial champion. But, I mean, are you kidding me? $2 million on Jeopardy? That's unbelievable. A great run, had a lot of people excited. And, you know, and it got us away from all this crazy politics that's going on. I mean, here the president is overseas at the United Kingdom with all the fanfare, tiaras, as they say. And what did you think, Mrs. Trump, Melania Trump? Is she stunning? I mean, what an excellent representative, you know, for our country. And, you know, and I was thinking, you know, the way that, you know, the way she dressed and, you know, what a job that must be for people, you know, putting her outfits together and, you know, I don't know. It's just amazing. It was very, very impressive. the way the president was being received. I mean, some of the political stuff, you know, as one of the officials of the UK said, you know, this isn't a political deal. I mean, you know, you're receiving the head of, you know, the president of the United States, the head of state. This is one of those things that you do for diplomacy. For all the right reasons, especially where the UK is right now with Brexit and, you know, with the Prime Minister going out and what is the future. And Donald Trump has said to them more than once, look at us. I mean, here we are. We're American. We can be a great trade partner for you. And many of us have seen this as a great future for the UK as well as for the United States. And I think that will be working its way out. I think the timing couldn't be better for the president to be there. But meanwhile, while you have these opportunities that are taking place, you know, I believe this, you know, this time, especially in light of the anniversary of D-Day, and you have people here in America, I mean, they just cannot help themselves. Okay, I mean, look, we're so far away from 2020, but you think the Democrats, you think it was tomorrow, like they're just fighting and so desperate, you know, and they can't bite their tongue while the president is out of the country on behalf of the American people, doing the people's business, and these guys are just recklessly, you know, throwing hand grenades, you know, at the back of the president. I mean, how gutless. You know, that they are, that they would do that. And shame on them that they would disrespect the country. Now, if you say President Trump doesn't represent you, okay, that I get it. You hate him, you're with the mainstream media, and that's the way you feel about it, fine. But, you know, it's kind of like my dad used to say to us when we were in Little League. You know, if you can't say anything good, don't say anything. You know, there's a time you can fuss and you do all this stuff, and you guys have over-exercised yourself. You know, to the point that I'm thinking, you know, we need a defibrillator around the beltway here because you guys are in cardiac arrest every 2 seconds about something the president tweeted or your perception of it and everything else. And even on the other side, I would say, you know, for those on the right, you know, look, at the truth is going to find its way out. It always does. And in this particular case, I think more so because the left is forcing the issue. And I think they're going to rue the day. Because, you know, like that, you know, that scene in A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth. And I think that there's people here that they can't handle the truth of 2016. They can't. How are they going to handle all the other stuff that went along with it? You know, you think it's just the Russians? I mean, look at all the voter fraud that has taken place, that has been taking place. We've expanded. You know, we need to go back to, let's have a national holiday, one day of voting. Instead of, you know, what are we up to? You know, almost 2 months that we're giving people time to vote. Now, I understand in some cases with the military and some reasonable exceptions, but across the board to open it up to have so many additional days of voting, all that does is open up the opportunity for more voter fraud. You know, as my good friend Ed Pizzulli would say down in Florida when he was in Chicago, they always said, "Hey, you got to wait. Hey, the vote ain't over, man. We haven't got the vote in from the cemetery yet." And you know, and people laugh about it, but you know, the fact of the matter is that in some cases that's what they're doing. And it's still a mystery to me. You've heard me say this before. It's still a mystery. I don't know how it happens, but somehow the Democrats have incredible power. Because they're the only party I know that can take somebody who died as a Republican and resurrect them as Democrats and be able to vote and count their vote. I mean, they want every vote to count. But, you know, it kind of is galling because when they do this sort of thing, they invalidate the valid vote. But yet we want every vote to count. But what you're doing is canceling votes by all this, you know, fraud that has been taking place. And I understand, you know, I saw Eric Holder like you did, looking into the camera and saying, "Oh, voter fraud, there's no such thing as voter fraud." Oh, come on, you're the attorney general, you know, former attorney general, you know better than that. I mean, really, you're going to delude yourself into really saying that to everybody when we know that people are getting arrested and they're in jail for voter fraud and you say voter fraud doesn't exist? Come on, give me a break. Let's be real here. But this is the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, because the truth will keep gnawing at us. And this is what's happening. It is gnawing at us. And I'm thinking, hey, this is a good thing, because we're going to get down to it and find out it was more than the Russians. And, you know, the Democrats are still fussing and they don't understand what Donald Trump did and how he interpreted the body politic in 2016 and how he kicked their butt. And they don't like it. And, of course, you know, you got these elites, and some are just flat out just say, hey, yeah, we're elites. You know, we went to all the great colleges, and there was a guy on the other night with Tucker. He goes, yeah, I'm an elite. I mean, it's like, hey, there's no holds barred. They're just admitting it. They're really special, and because they went to all the right colleges and that, they're elites. And, you know, and here it is, everyday people. We just look at them and say thanks for the entertainment. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Uh-oh, Bill. There's trouble. Democrats are booing each other.
But let me be clear. If we want to beat Donald Trump and achieve big progressive goals, socialism is not the answer. I was reelected. I was was reelected in a purple state in 2014, one of the worst years for Democrats in a quarter century.
Where's Governor Hickenlooper? Hit the other night in California, getting the warm and fuzzies there. Boy, there's some sacred ground that's being planted. I mean, the flag has been planted for the Democrats, and, you know, here it is. The moderates are trying to hold somewhere in the middle, but with what you saw in California, and, of course, keep in mind, California is going to be an early state. I thought it was interesting that they moved up because they said, look, we need to be consequential. I think what happened is the media probably said, look, what are we doing being the last bucket here. We miss out on all that campaign money, you know, so we need to move our our primary up sooner and be a bigger factor. And with all the votes that come in, the electoral votes, which they want to get rid of, but but all those that will be counted after that that primary election for the Democrats, boy, it makes it very significant. But, you know, listen to the temperament. I mean, whether you're talking about, socialism or Medicare for all, that is hallowed ground for them. And they didn't even bring up anything about abortion, okay? So they could have thrown that in there and had the holy trifecta, and then heads would have exploded if there had been anything but the party line that the Democrats are holding to. And this is the thing that's amazing to me. I got to tell you, as a man of faith, it really grieves me, you know, when Kirsten Gillibrand wants to defend, you know, abortion, the manner in which she does. And she says, well, you know, she was raised Catholic. I'm going, well, what did you forget? That you think that's the case? I mean, and that's the other thing, too, that's surprising. You know, a lot that I talk to people and they're surprised. Which is amazing to me that they would be surprised. It's very clear the Democrats is part of their platform. You remember, I mean, this is the party that booed God not that long ago, right? Which I thought was pretty bold and arrogant on their part. But, you know, hey, that's, depending on your worldview, I guess, and you think that's acceptable. But it's like, wow, you're going to boo God? And then your stance on abortion? You know, the governor of Virginia is saying, look, we don't have a problem with a post-delivered abortion, you know, a child that has been born alive, and we'll just offer comfort care and, you know, just let the mother, you know, let the mother decide. I mean, they really got soft and, you know, kind of offered some faux tenderness about it. But how cold-hearted that a child is going to be born and then you're going to still say, okay, we're going to still let it die. I mean, Kermit Gosnell is right. He said, look, you know, you're going to thank me on down the road and you're going to exonerate me. And we're not that far away from exonerating somebody who's serving three life sentences for doing just that, for murdering babies. And in some cases, these were children that were delivered alive, but he murdered them. And, you know, this is this culture of death that we're living in, that we're debating on. And you know, the thing is, it's interesting here on this debate. Listen to who's talking. You're hearing a lot of women, you know, that are coming out and talking about this because Roe v. Wade's been around for 46 years. The experience is harsh. You know, they realize, and I think America as a whole is realizing that what we were told when Roe v. Wade was passed in 73, that it was inconsequential. You know, it was just a tissue like, you know, some bad cancer. You know, you get rid of it, no big deal. But yet, the mothers who, you know, which I thought was interesting, Ruth Bader Ginsburg suddenly decides, well, you're not a mother. You know, you can't be considered a mother, you know, if you've aborted your child. Whoa. But I'll tell you what, you know, women who have experienced abortion feel like a mother. And the psychological impact that it has, after 46 years, the truth is coming out. Science is catching up with the reality of it. We see with ultrasounds that and sonograms that that's a baby. And then you see something, you know, for those that have the courage to see, and I think it required some courage for people to go see the movie Unplanned, which is the Abby Johnson story. And you see in that movie what Abby Johnson saw, what changed her life. It absolutely crushed her when she saw, you know, what an abortion process was like. What it was like for the child. She's told, oh, they don't feel anything. Well, why is the child retracting from the device coming into its area? Why is it in fear and dread when its home, its temporary home, is being invaded, if it feels nothing. This is, you know, the truth is finding us out and staring us straight in the face, but particularly with women, it impacts them. And I know the argument, well, it's their body, but they didn't do this by themselves. You know, what about the men? The men are ignored, you know. Mazie Hirono from Hawaii would just want the men to shut up. Okay, we used you, we got what we wanted out of you, now just shut up. Wow. They wouldn't allow that for women, but men are disqualified. We have no say in this. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's still to come here, and it's already starting to happen. And, you know, around the country in varying parts, I'm getting people, you know, sending me emails and telling me, you know, that their experience. Yeah, we hear from women. I've heard from women for a long time, for many years, you know, that have gone through an abortion. And your heart breaks, you know, for them because they're realizing what they did. And that their child would have been, you know, 7 or their child would have been 13. And they're talking about it as tears are rolling down their face. And we have men now going through the same thing, going, Bill, you know, as I mentioned to you, the director of Roe v. Wade, we're in an interview. And all of a sudden he tells me, he goes, Bill, my child would have been 23. And tears are going down his face. You know, I know, yeah, we watch movies and TV sitcoms and, you know, guys, you know, don't matter. We've been, you know, emasculated. We've been reduced to, you know, an orgasm or something basic and inconsequential. But all this is a ruse. It's all a construct by the feminists in our country that want to tie up men. And we understand, you know, for those of us of faith, understand that the best way to get to the most vulnerable is to tie up the strong man. You tie up men, and the women are wide open prey to be ravaged. And this is what's happened. Our women have been ravaged. And we can thank Roe v. Wade. We can thank, you know, the line of participants and those that lied to us. As Terry Beatley spelled out, you know, so correctly, and she's going to be back on with us again to make sure that we're aware as we get through this process. Because it's going to require, you know, more courage. And I got to tell you, I am really proud of the courage that it has taken, you know, and it's taken here 61 million babies, but a lot of courage for the women to step up in the face of what other women would say. Well, what are you doing? You know, this is our body. You know, we're, you know, this is our right, our reproductive right, and you're standing up for life. You know, what are you doing? You know, but it's the women in the country that are realizing it. Because they're feeling it the hardest, but I want them to be encouraged. I want you women to be encouraged, and that is that more and more men are feeling the impact of this decision as well. And it's crushing the hearts of men to realize what they did. And they went along, and in some cases, maybe forced a woman to have an abortion that they didn't want. I mean, you know, it's the entire spectrum involved here. Some cases, the guys didn't know whatsoever. Some cases it was the parents that drug the child, drug the young girl or the woman to an abortion clinic. And the father finds out later on. You know, grandparents finding out, you mean to tell me I would have had another grandchild here at Christmas dinner? I mean, the impact is astounding. And it is so painful that it's taken this long to kind of confront it. And God bless America. God bless the women of America and the men who are stepping up and saying, look, it, you know, we messed up. We messed up, and it cost our child their life, and they had no say whatsoever about it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day two of the three-day UK trip for President Trump, and following a state dinner with Queen Elizabeth last night at Buckingham Palace, the president is now meeting with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May, along with American and British executives discussing a potential post-Brexit trade deal. The president expressing optimism about the outcome.
I think we'll have a very, very substantial trade deal. It'll be a very fair deal, and I think that this is something that your folks want to do, my folks want to do. And
Planned Parenthood of Missouri is in court today to try to keep the state's last abortion clinic open. Planned Parenthood asking the court for a preliminary injunction that would allow the last clinic to stay open while a lawsuit plays out. The CDC says America has nearly 1,000 measles cases now, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Adam Carrington is with us right now, the assistant professor of politics at Hillsdale College. Adam, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here. I appreciate you coming on the show. Let's talk about SCOTUS, the Supreme Court. They're wrapping things up, getting ready to go to break, but boy, they've got a full agenda come fall, right?
They do, and even for the rest of the month, they often backload their cases. They took 69 cases this term, going back to October, and still have 27 to get out between now and the end of the month. So
they're going to be able to do that? Wow,
they find a way. Now, many of these have they been writing for a couple months, so they find a way to get it done and get it out the door. But I wouldn't want to be their clerks right now.
Right, I bet. Well, and then in the midst of it, as if they're not busy enough, you hear these rumors that maybe Justice Thomas is going to retire. He kind of kicked that dog aside. So that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so. That rumor has been around for a while, but he's now on two different occasions, yesterday and then at a law school talk he was giving, basically said he has no intent to retire. So I would be very surprised if he would give that clear signal and then hang it up. It seems like he's pretty happy, and I would imagine, given many of the decisions he's getting to write, he's got good reason to be right now.
Well, and he's come more to the forefront now. I mean, he's been more, I guess, he's come out of the shadows, I guess you could say. He is one that seems to always select his words carefully. But he's one of those ones, when he speaks, you want to listen.
Yes, and I think he's a very good opinion writer, and he is actually now the senior justice on the court besides the chief justice. And what that means is he actually, if the chief justice isn't in the majority when there's an opinion to be handed out, he actually gets to decide who writes the opinion. So he actually has additional power once Justice Kennedy left. And I think given also his ability with the pen, I think he's definitely, I think, wants to wield the power he's got at this point.
Well, let's talk about Nevis versus Bartlett that you wrote about, your article in the Washington Examiner. Explain to our audience what happened here.
Yes, this was a case that started out as a police arrest at an event in Alaska a few years ago, but what it turned into was a free speech case, because the question that came up was, when the police arrested a man, were they arresting him for disorderly drunken conduct, or were they arresting him because he had expressed views that the police didn't like or refused to talk to the police when they wanted him to? And that, and the former would be completely regular and ordinary for police, but the latter would be the government shutting you down and punishing you for what you said.
Right.
And so what the court was trying to do is sort of balance those two. They were trying to give some leeway to cops because they have to make split-second decisions. We want them to protect us from violent criminals, or in this case from maybe people who would do things when they're intoxicated that they shouldn't. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, we have lots of evidence of government officials wanting to punish those who they disagree with politically.
Right.
And so what the court was trying to do was balance that, and 8-1 they sided with the cops, but there were some differences in how to do so, and I think that's where going forward we're going to see how do you balance those two needs in society.
Let me ask you this in the greater the broader question: are police officers getting the message here that they are in an honored position, that they must respect their position to make sure what they're presenting is credible, that it is true to the best of their knowledge? I mean, we give the men in blue the benefit of the doubt in so many cases because of their experience. We hope and pray because they are, they are the protectors of the law out there on the street, right there where the rubber meets the road. And we hope and pray that they are, they're being fair-minded and just in their decision-making. And hopefully the takeaway for those police officers and others around the country is that, because of that, they have got to really, I guess honor their positions. Is that fair?
Yes, and I hope that they take this away. I think the court could have been a little more protective of free speech in the way they went about it. Mm-hmm. But I think we do have to keep in mind that most police officers are very selfless public servants who are doing the best they can and doing, in many cases, a wonderful job to keep us safe. At the same time, they're human beings, and there are going to be times where some are going to act in ways that they shouldn't, just like any other profession. And I think the court could have given a little more protection to free speech in the way it laid it out. I still think in this case they got it right in the vote that the police officers had very good reason to arrest in this case.
Professor, what was it about the free speech element that you felt that the court should have been more sensitive about? How could they have framed it better?
What they did is they said that if the police can give any reasonable reason for why they may have arrested the person, then free speech claims won't be really looked at. And I think what some of the other concurring opinions, so opinions of justices like Gorsuch who agreed with the result but didn't agree with the reasoning, I think they said that probable cause in an arrest should be a reason to believe the police, but it shouldn't be a blanket defense. There are times where a police officer could say, I don't like what that person said. Oh, their taillight is out as well. I'll arrest them, right?
I
think that's where what they should have done is not maybe given such blanket protection for probable cause, but said probable cause is a good evidence that the police were acting rightly, but it shouldn't be something that basically doesn't allow the court to look at any other evidence of what the police may have done. That's the tweak I would have done in how they got there.
So, still to be open down the road when another case comes up like this, that or does this establish precedent and just give them so much broad power that this is going to be, you know, a fait accompli in future cases?
I think it certainly is a precedent because it got a majority support of the court, but I think it's something that could be tweaked in the future. I think the question is going to be when a couple more cases like this come up, how narrow or broadly do they read what just happened? And I think that's where I think this isn't as definitive as the court sometimes is in other cases. So I think there's room in the future to see how this will play out.
What about the other cases that are pending? They're trying to jam through. Look at these split, as you say. They've been working. It's not like it's all of a sudden they're dealing with it. But they are getting to the deadline, and they will go on break here shortly. But we've got issues of religion that are going to be dealt with, right?
Yes. Probably the most high-profile case is this large World War I memorial cross in Maryland that's being kept by the Park Service there, so it's being kept by the government. And there's a suit as to whether a large cross on government property violates the Establishment Clause, that government cannot, the federal government cannot establish a religion. And what I think the court is going to end up probably by a 5-4 margin upholding the cross as legitimate. Although I think what's going to be interesting is many of the people that are, I think, don't want the cross, many of the justices, argued that the cross is a very explicit Christian religious symbol, therefore we can't have it. The majority seem to be arguing at oral arguments that it's not that much of a Christian symbol in this context. It's about it's an honor to the valor of these men who served. But what I thought was interesting is what they're united on is neither side seems really comfortable about a healthy role of religion in public life.
Interesting. We'll have to see how this plays out. And, of course, in the waning moments, things are going to be coming at us rather quickly. What else should we keep an eye on? We've got about 40 seconds left here, Professor.
I'd say there's a couple cases like Gamble v. United States and Gundy v. United States that have to do with federalism and whether the government can punish you without law. And I think those are under the radar but really important.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on it. Professor Adam Carrington has been with us. He is the assistant professor of politics at Hillsdale College. Adam, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for
you. Take care. Have a great day. God bless
you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Just another Spanish love song. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and it is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, Samantha Mao is with us for more information and to stay on top and be in the flow of the know of these viral videos. Just go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com. Look for Sam's Corner right there at the bottom and click on it. And because every week there are so many stories that make you feel good. And even during the week, I mean, in a bit, Sam, you know, it's a little bit like a high school annual. You know, when you feel a little bit down, you can pull up your old high school annual and just kind of remind yourself how well people thought of you, right? I guess we're still waiting for Sam. Okay. All right, Sam, you're there. Okay, there you are. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, good. We just had to get the knot out of the cord. You know, every once in a while, the knot gets in the cord. You got to open it up so we can see. But, yeah, I mean, you know, going back and revisiting some of these viral videos, you know, that make you laugh and feel good about humanity and yourself. And, you know, people are, you know, leaning back and revisiting some of these viral videos. And they're right there. And not only on a weekly basis, but you can go back there, archive there for you. Sam, let's talk about this first one. A teacher is warning parents as a tornado nears a pickup line. What happened here?
That's right. So Brittany Touchstone actually shared a picture of her sister, who's Megan Parson, and she was running down the parent pickup line. And, you know, this picture is just amazing. I know the first time I saw it, before you can read the story, you just see this teacher sprinting and there's a tornado in the background. You can literally, wow. I mean, it captures the very moment this is happening. And, you know, it's so dangerous, and you're just in so much fear. I've never seen a tornado in person. I don't know if I would have the, you know, like, thought process developed quickly enough to run out and warn other people like she did, and she was so brave. But this teacher runs out towards the tornado and runs down the pickup line and got all the parents into safety, and I just think, how amazing is that? Her name was Megan Parson, and she just... Mm-hmm. And you know what the best part is? She did it all while wearing a fake mustache. So her parents probably had no idea. It was the end of year celebration, and she was wearing a fake mustache. She completely forgot in the moment.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. On top of it, huh?
Isn't that amazing?
That just adds more perspective to the whole deal. But a mustache or not, I mean, you just had to get the people out of harm's way, and bless her heart. Wow. You know, this is the deal, you know, that when you have instincts like that, these are not common instincts. You know, the survival instinct is to take care of yourself, but to put others ahead of your own safety, and for her to do this, I mean, it is commendable. It is unique. Again, it's not necessarily a common thing, and this is what we're seeing more and more of. And so when we see this kind of unique presentation and demonstration of courage like this, I mean, I guess this is why we call it courage, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the definite, like, to me, that's a hero, somebody who has, you know, you cannot look at something like that, like, you know, nature's nature's most devastating things,
yeah.
You know, when it hits you directly,
right.
And not feel fear, but she ran out there anyway and made sure, you know, that those parents were safe anyway. And
exactly.
I think that is the definition of a hero.
Yeah, how many more teachers on campus like that do you want?
I wish every teacher was like that. If every teacher, I mean, if everybody was like that, I can't imagine how much.
Well, it's really impossible that all teachers would be that
right.
way, and that's not to make
right.
look at everybody has a job and you know a level of
right.
professionalism what they bring to the classroom and that, but you know when you have someone like this that answers the need for parents. And there's other teachers who may not run into harm's way, but they're the ones that will stay there an extra 10 minutes with a child that needs help and tutoring and that sort of thing. And so there are acts of kindness and courage that happen every day in the classroom. And I don't mean to make one teacher who does something like this all of a sudden overwhelm the many good things that a lot of teachers do. It's just
oh,
that, you know, we need to celebrate. You know, whether it's 10 minutes extra offering tutorial help to a child that needs it in the classroom or a teacher running into harm's way to save parents. I mean, this is incredible. It's quite the testimony. This next story is we've got farmers. They're, you know, they're auctioning off a farm, and these farmers show up, and they, in a sense, protect the auction for the family whose farm is being auctioned, right?
You know, don't you just love moments like that when there are hundreds of people who come together in one moment and, you know, kind of rally together for a good cause? So what happened was, this is in Nebraska, a young man, David, his family had had this farm in their family for decades, so it's been over 200 years. But then there was a relative that decided to sell the farm. And with, you know, without talking it over with David and his dad and, or giving him the opportunity to buy it. And so, you know, this isn't just a place, it's his home. It's, his, you know, it's more, it's even more than just a house to him or a place. It's more than land. It's, you know, that's a big deal to have something what? In your family for that long.
Exactly.
So him and his dad decided that they would try to save up the money to buy the land back. But there's no way they could have afforded it if, these other guys decided to come and bid against them. So when it was auctioned off, all these neighbors in their community, all the other farmers decided to come in and stand silent so they could get their farm back. And I just love moments like that when the community rallies together. You know, it happens across the United States, especially all the time. You just see people come together, and this is one of the.
Well, farming families, they are unique, and they understand what this is all about.
Right.
You know, so this touches at the very core, and especially today where there are so many farms that are being bought up by, you know, bigger conglomerates and that sort of thing. But the family farm is still unique. I mean, that is, you know, so basic to Americana. And
it is, yeah.
And the families you know that have farmed all their lives, that have, you know, farms have been passed on generation to generation like this, you know, 200 years. Wow, that is really special, and God bless them for doing that. Now we've got an entire school learning sign language. What's this about?
You know, you were talking about teachers being like all the different things that they do to contribute. This school is the perfect example of that. So Maury Ballinger is the Dayton Consolidated School's first deaf student.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever she came in, you know, she's a little girl coming into school for the first time and she's deaf. And what happened was all the teachers decided to get extra training. They would spend time, on their free time learning sign language.
Wow.
And then they posted pictures all throughout the school. So the whole school learned sign language. To be able to interact with Maury, and they said the students have just embraced her, and it's just, you know, when you, I teared up. It was, this is one of the ones that really took me up.
Yes.
Just think about how scary school is anyway, the first time you're going in, and how isolating it could be if you come in and you speak basically a foreign language that nobody else could understand, and everybody in the whole school worked together to make sure they were able to embrace her. So all the students even know 20 words themselves just to start off with. And that'll
wow.
be something that hopefully gets their interest in sign language more developed in general, because I always thought what a great skill set to be able to have. You know, that's another language that we can all learn. So.
What did the parents? I mean, the parents themselves must have just been blown away. I mean, because anything you do for your child, you know, somebody does something for your child, you just, oh my goodness. I mean, you know, you just love people who do this. And for the school to take this on as a project, and you say even down to the kids themselves, learning, you know, 20, you know, signs to offer this this deaf kindergartner. I mean, wow, how cool is that?
And what a different perspective she'll have about school her whole life, you know, to come in and be welcomed like that instead of it being, you know, like coming in and feeling alone. She's getting an overwhelming amount of attention, and I know her parents must be really thankful for that, especially, you know, to see.
I know. Then you got all your kids, and then you got your kids coming home going, hey, can I be deaf? You know, for all the attention. It's good to be deaf, you know. God bless them.
You know,
all that, that's, yeah.
You do think about those kids going home that were learning sign language, and they're probably teaching their families. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, there's no telling how many other people that would help.
Oh, that's going to be so cool. Can you imagine down the road, 6 years down the road, as that class, you know, matriculates off to junior high school or the next level of education, you know, what will it'll be interesting to hear the follow-up on that, Sam. Good point. Here's a student that can't get a kidney transplant without a home, so the teacher's adopting him?
This is just a day for teachers, right?
Yes,
like,
right.
Thinking about the amazing things that teachers do. So Damien's 13 years old, and he suffers from a rare disease that left him in need of a kidney transplant.
Mm.
And unfortunately, he's in the foster care system, and without a stable home, and I never knew this, but without a stable home environment, you're not able to get on the transplant list, because if you're in the hospital after a transplant, you're considered at high risk for it to not work.
Right.
So you can't get a transplant. So not only, you know, like what... What a difficult lot in life he's been handed. Like, he doesn't have a home, he doesn't have a family, and then he needs a kidney transplant and can't get one. Well, his teacher, Finn Lanning, decided after he heard about this that he is going to adopt him and change everything. So, Damien's world has just changed. He's on the transplant list. His teacher's taking care of him. He has... Honestly, the best dad ever, I would say.
Wow, that is just so cool. Time for one quick one here, especially in light of D-Day, the anniversary coming up. We got a 101-year-old World War II vet flies 1,500 miles to commission grandson at the Air Force Academy.
That's right, Walter Clock. He flew from Amherst, New York, to commission his grandson. So out of all the 989...
101 years old. What a story. That is absolutely awesome. Well, Sam, we got to leave it there. Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Look at Sam's Corner, because there were some other viral videos we didn't get a chance to get to. We ran out of time. Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, on Bill Martinez Live. Thanks, Sam.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow.